Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Oh, we stand to your feet and let's pray. Let's pray. Everybody close your eyes and let's pray. This is probably the most important reason you are here this morning, which is to listen to the word of God. Lift up your hands, everybody. And for a very short time we have in God's presence, I want you to focus on God. I want you to set your heart, prepare your heart to listen to a life-changing, a life-transforming message which is supposed to change your life for the better. Lift up your hands and begin to pray for yourself. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand the word that He has for you this morning. All you need is understanding of His word so that your life will be meaningful. Yes, begin to pray for yourself. Begin to pray for yourself. Mandabo shakatabra ndelebe. Rebandabo satabra lika debre zekete. Mandabro sadabra kabandebelebe. Ratu rabadabra. Say a prayer for yourself this morning. A prayer for yourself. A prayer for yourself. Tell God to help you. Tell God you need help. You need help. You need help. In your entire life, you need help. This morning, you need help. Pray to God and ask Him to help you in the name of Jesus. Marco Zata Brandi, Rada Brosike, Brando Rabdaba, Likaso Dalabra Kerebe, Zekura Bandia, Mandorobo Siandelebe, Kiandorobo, Mando Zatabra, Kandelebe, Zendelebe, Kayando. In the name of Jesus, Mako Rabadabra, Leko Satabra, Ziketelebe, Remando Zatabrandelebe. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise this morning. We give you glory this morning. We ask for your presence. We pray that, Lord, let the preaching of your word profit us. Give us supernatural wisdom. Everybody lift up your hands. Give us supernatural grace. By the preaching of your word, may we be different from our friends. May we be different from our contemporaries. In the name of Jesus, may our lives change, oh God. Anyone who has been destined for failure, we cancel it in Jesus' name. I pray that every young person hearing my voice this morning will leave here with a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Clap for Jesus. Oh, I said clap for Jesus and make a Holy Ghost noise. Hallelujah. What a blessing. I'm preaching for a short time. I want you to move around and welcome somebody properly. Give somebody a hug. A new person you have not communicated with. Give somebody a hug. I said hug. Guys, move to where the girls are and hug them. Yeah. Every praise. Move to where somebody is and hug the person.
God, my healer. God, my
deliverer. Oh, I'm not seeing them move at all.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Why are you standing? Why are you not moving to say hello to somebody?
God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Every praise is to our God.
Every word of praise. Move down, move to your seat. Every praise. Every praise is to our God. For the last time.
Every praise is to our God.
every word of worship
with one accord.
Oh, every praise, hallelujah. Take your seat. Take your seat as you listen to one of the most powerful messages in your entire Christian life. Ashes, make the team balance. If choristers say nobody should sit behind them, no problem. The gentleman there, move to this side. Yes, move this way. No, if choristers are saying that nobody. No, so let's do 4-4. Okay, 4-4. Then. If there's an empty seat. Okay. Sweetheart, come forward. Yes. Okay. I think it's working. Gentlemen, come forward. Hey, you come and fix the seat here, huh? So that it will look balanced. Yeah. Chairman, we take God beg you. We take God beg you. Sit here for us. Eh? Hey. Because there's a way arrangement also affects the preaching. Yeah. Because if you don't arrange yourself properly, the preaching doesn't work. Amen. Clap for Jesus once again. Clap for Jesus once again. And for me, I strongly believe that day in, day out, as you set your heart to serve God, all right, God will not disappoint you. All right. God is the only person that doesn't have the tendency of disappointing you. Yeah, because men can disappoint you, women can disappoint you. When you grow small, you begin to love girls. You see how girls can disappoint. When they see another boy with a Range Rover, oh, they won't mind you again. Okay, yeah. You see how boys can disappoint and break your heart. If they see another girl with a little big buttocks, no, they said no. I don't like girls with flat buttocks. But as for God, everybody say, as for God, He is going to stay with you forever. Yeah. That's why you must always give your heart. That's why we preach that. Give your heart and your life to Jesus. Not to a boy. No. A boy. What is boy? What is girl? Hallelujah. Yeah, and I believe that if you can successfully do that with your life, listen, your life is going to be another synonym for excellence. Yeah. When your family members see you, they will see that you are different from your uncle's children. Yeah. And one day God will prove to your family members that you are different. Yeah, God will prove to them. You don't have to prove to them, but God will prove to them. Some of you, as young as you are, your parents have written you off. Like we can't collect you to do anything good. How do we say it in Chi? We can't collect you to do anything good. Because of your character, when your parents get visitors, they lock you in the house. Well, if you come out, you misbehave. So when you come out, your mother has an eye. She will do the eye. You know that, hey, side. It's like, hey, I have to enter the room again. Yeah. And some of you, the way your character, you can steal. You are a thief. People have washed their panties and they've dried it. You go and steal it. Online shopping. You just say. So because of that, when your parents are traveling, they lock all the doors and they only leave the toilet key with you. Oh, so be caught your fear in there, no dear. But your story is changing in Jesus' name. I said your story is changing in Jesus' name. Yeah. And use your life to serve God. You see, as we are serving the Lord, a lot of things will come your way. People will begin to discourage you. And now, you don't have to see anything, but one day you will see something. Yeah. This week I was having my quiet time from Nehemiah. And I got to Nehemiah chapter 4. And you see, you can see that. Oh, put on the light so that they'll know that we have light here. Hey. Oh, light and only one. Let there be light. This is a lighthouse. Chifok, minister of light, Chifokbe. But Chifok, are you standing? And you are the one controlling the demons to go out. Hey, I was having my quiet time from, and our light is back. Those who spot it. You don't like nice things. For a very long time, the thing was not working. You see, when you are not the one who paid for something, you use it and overuse it. If you didn't pay for the thing. Because this light, I bought it during Christmas when we're going to have the dinner. And I bought this. Because you've spotted this year, there'll be no dinner. Oh, crap. This year, eat in your house. Eat banku in your house and sleep. Yeah. I was taking like 20 seats. No. This year, 20 feet is a Monday. And then 31st is a Sunday. So I was thinking like 20 seat there, about 28. We could have some dinner. But you have spotted the light. This light that... No. There will be no dinner. No dinner. Eat kenke in your house and bath. Put on perfume. Sleep. Like even this year, I even want the dinner to be free. Like... I want to sponsor it. I want to sponsor the dinner, but it will come on. Because you spoil things too much. You spot light. This light, nice. Is it not nice? At least it's even one. I'm even thinking of buying another one. I have a nice kakra. You don't like nice things. You always like village, polarized environment. So I was having my quiet time from the book of Nehemiah. You see, and there is a lot of opposition in this world. Everything you do, there's opposition. There are people who don't want you to do well, including some uncles and aunties and even some parents. They don't want you to do well. Some of your classmates don't want you to do well. Some class teachers, they will insult you that your head can be used to carry a charcoal. But you see, one day, you will have to prove them wrong. But that one day hasn't come yet. It takes a long time for the one day to come. Nehemiah chapter 4, he says that, but it came to pass when Sambalat heard that we builded the wall. He was angry and he took great indignation and mocked the Jews. As you are building your life, there are people who will be mocking you. As you are going to school, they will be mocking you. As you are going to secondary school, they will be mocking you. As you are going to university, they will be mocking you. But one day you come out victorious in Jesus' name. Yeah. Don't be afraid of people who mock. Do you understand? Every junction of your life, you will meet somebody called Sambalat. Yeah, this Sambalat person, he's not interested in your life. Most people are not interested in people's life. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews, would they fortify themselves? Would they sacrifice? Would they make an end in the day? Would they revive the stones out of the heap of the rubbish which are burned? Now, Tobiah the Ammonite was standing by him and said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. So somebody also said, this guy is called Tobiah. He said that the wall that people are building, if a fox walk on it, the wall will break. There are people who discourage you. There is so much discouragement in the world. Yeah. Just last year, I was talking to a certain boy, a young boy like your age, who was into smoking. I mean, the guy, he could blaze. Do you know blaze? His eyes would be red. When they catch him, he said, no, he has eaten pepper. Hey! You can catch him with a wheel, but he said he's not smoking. And you know, he's not the one. He's holding the thing physical. He said he's not the one. But I called him and asked him that, how did he start smoking? I want to know why, how he started and why he started smoking. He said, oh, Charlie, Bobby, mommy, I said, I look like American preacher. I'm dressed like some American British. Do you want to know why the boy started smoking? He said, after BEC, he came home with his result. You know, BEC, they give you result. What bombi, what bombi, what passes, so what passes. And I jack the idea, Buffy. Ah, ni papa see, ah, was saying the sicker. Now, quite my yardy. Or see, Musi, my yardy. And the mesh, and the asher, I didn't mon yam. That's how he started she. Sam Musi, my yardy. Media get 50 and Buffy, my yardy. Oh, and the affair, may you smoke full time. The guy started smoking. He was the one that was saying that in secondary school, when he write social studies, then he will go to town. He will go and smoke. If they want to write integrated science, they'll go and look for him to come and write. Wow. Yeah. He was saying, when he got to first year in his school, he had a bar center. Smokers bar center. Yeah. So much discouragement around. Do not let anybody discourage you. Oh, you know, say amen. The amen is it. I said, don't let anybody discourage you. Yeah. Yeah. Because as we are sitting down here, I can see medical doctors here. I can see accountants here. I can see lawyers here. I can see soldiers here. I can see policemen here. Hey, Ghana police, you don't like Ghana. Hey, my friend. Hey, my friend. Yeah. Now, look at what happened in verse 10. See, verse 10 says that. This is not what I'm preaching. I'm just trying to encourage you a bit. In verse 10, it said that, and Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burden is decayed. May your strength never be decayed. Yeah. When we say your strength is decayed, it's like your strength is finished. Yeah, at the point of your strength to finish. How many of you felt that, no, the school, I have to stop the school. How many of you, it has occurred to you to stop school before? All of us. When I was in the university, one day. Shall I tell you my story? Yeah. I'm going there. When I was in the university, is it level 200? Then they said, some people have come to talk to us. Some old students who have completed the university, they have come to advise us. So we went. Alumni, we went. Because if we don't go, they can't talk. So we went. That's where talking. Then they said, they cramp on that they finished school about 7 years ago. They still don't have job. This advice the poor came to give us. And that we have to become entrepreneurs. So when I came back to my hostel, I said, why are we here? 7 years, people who have completed school, they are not working. And me, I just came to buy form and I'm here. Then I started packing my things. I started packing my things to move from Tamale to Accra. Something saved me. Do you know what saved me? My rice cooker couldn't enter my bag. That was the reason I couldn't come back to Accra. Yeah, that's how come I completed the school. Like, if I didn't have rice cooker, I would have come back. So, look, at a point, your strength will be decayed. Your strength will go off. Why are we going to school? Even despite the grandpa who didn't go to school, he has made it. And now, the people that are going to school, they've not even have half of what despite had. But may your strength never be decayed in Jesus' name. I said, may your strength never be decayed in Jesus' name. Yeah. Very soon, you are going to be one of the most important people in your family. That if you are not there, they will wait for you to come. Yeah. Recently, there was a family meeting. I wasn't coming. They were waiting. They waited. So the small time, then they'll call me. Please, are you coming? I said, yeah, I'm coming. I said, no. They should start the meeting. They said, no. You have to be here. Yeah.
That's how much importance they'll place on you.
Yeah.
Now, if there's something that they'll ask me, please, what do you think? No, what I think is like the final decision. You get there in Jesus' name. Yeah. They'll ask you, what do you think? Yeah. One day your father will come and ask you, what do you think? What's your opinion about? But now, even if they want to buy Kia Picanto or Range Rover, they'll not ask you. You are there, no? Then they brought wheelbarrow. Whose money they used to buy the wheelbarrow, you don't know. You are there one day, they said, we are moving from Sohutom to Amasama. You have no choice. You have to follow them. But in a few years to come, they will ask you, we want to move. Please, what do you think? So, no. We shouldn't move. We should be here. Yeah. We should be here. Because you are the one paying the rent. We should be here. You get there in Jesus' name. Yeah. I said, you get there in Jesus' name. So by the grace of God, last week we started with a topic, and last week I preached on the mission and the vision of the church. All right, church is an important place. I don't preach for long, I preach for a short time. Church is an important place. Church is one of the institutions that will save your life. Somebody should look for a place for this guy. You shouldn't be passing, you don't pass people's room to enter your room. It's a sin. Church is chief. If they are not members of this congregation, they shouldn't pass it. They should go and pass the other side. Church is something that can change your life. Do you understand? We are all looking for a change of life. And we said that the church has a vision. And I told you that a vision is what you want to become. And the church has a mission. A mission is what you are there to do. There is a mission you are here on earth. God didn't create you to come and go to school. Even though school is important. But the reason you were created, even social studies, class 3, up to class 3, chapter 1, creation. How many of you have done creation? They said God created man to do what? God created man to do what? To worship him. It's not social RME. Oh, no, you don't do RME. You do RME. It's even in OWOP. OWOP, everything is inside. Our world, our people. So the people in the world, all is RME. Our time, we didn't do our world, our people. It's a new thing that the Minister of Education has brought. Our world, our people. So who are the world? We are the church. We are the church. So the church is here for a reason. Yes. And one of the reasons Jesus came, which you need to know, the reason Jesus came all the way from heaven is to come and save us. Because all of us sitting down here, we have been destined to hell. There's a place called hell that people will go when you die. Sometimes the reality, every Saturday when you see that people are being buried, people are going somewhere. When you die, you don't become a fowl. When you die, you don't become a lizard. Man is a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. Recently, just last week, I met somebody whose child died at 37. 7-year-old boy. Yes. Every Saturday, when people are being buried, people are going somewhere. Just last month, Abobo Ya came to pass in front of my house and it was carrying a coffin. I said, hey, this man, as you have died, cry your coffin, no? It's a Bobo here that is carrying it. Yeah, this one is a delivery guy. Delivery guy. And they use some green polythene bag to wrap it. And I said, who is going to sleep in that thing? But somebody will sleep in it. So the truth is that as you die, you are going somewhere. Now, school will not teach you what I'm explaining to you. And the interesting thing is that young people like us, we die. Now, one of the things you have to tell yourself is that, what if I don't wake up tonight? As you are going to sleep, ask yourself, what if I don't wake up? And it's true. People sleep and they don't wake up. Plenty of people who died, they slept and didn't wake up. You are not far. There are people that nothing happened to them. It's not like a car has knocked them. Somebody has poisoned them. They slept. The next morning, they didn't wake up. Many years ago, we had a man at our workplace. He was a drunkard. They paid us on Friday. Drunkard, then when they pay him on Friday, it's hooray. They paid us on Friday. The man went to he went to drink. Then he came to sleep today. From Friday evening to Saturday dawn, the man had died. He stays alone. Nobody knows. His door was locked. He didn't come out. It was on Monday he didn't come to work. Tuesday he didn't come to work. You see, when you stay alone and something, that's why sometimes staying alone is also a problem. On Tuesday, they broke his door open. He has become like Kondo. It's a serious thing. By that time, you start decaying. If you die after 24 hours, start decaying. That's how people die. Yeah. And the reason Jesus came into this world is to come save our souls. Our souls that are destined to hell. There's a place called hell. Listen, it's not one of the messages you clap about, but that's the truth. There's a place called hell. And there's a place called heaven. And Jesus is saying that hell is a very bad place to go. Don't go there. It is an eternal damnation. It's a place that when you go, you cannot come back. So he came to die, to save us from our sins, so that he can reconcile us to his Father. And he has left that business to us, that as Christians, now you are a Christian, you don't have to think of yourself like, we are the Sunday school people. No. By now, you are not a Sunday school person. My church is not a Sunday school church. Yeah. So he has left that business to us, that if we have seen the light, then we must also try and lead our friends to that light. How many of you, when you see something, you lead others to that thing? Yeah. It is only selfish classmates that they've seen questions and they don't bring it for others to solve. We had a classmate like that. She gets the question, but she can't solve. She too, she won't bring it so that we'll solve and teach her. After we write there, they say, "Hey, this question, I had it all." I say, "Look at you." Yeah. If you know of, even right now, one of the things in the news is kidney failure. We call it end stage kidney failure, renal failure. Now, and it's becoming a problem. Dialysis is becoming a problem. Now, do you think that if there is anybody who has a cure to that kidney problem, the person will not bring it? The person will bring it because so many people are suffering. Now, if you also know the cure to people going to hell, why don't you bring it? Why don't you bring it and show it to your friend? So Jesus told us that, listen, all of you, Chama, sit well. all of you, all of us, we must become soul winners. All of us. We must try and win the souls of our friends. Our friends that are going to hell. You will be shocked. It wasn't long in Luke 15 or Luke 16. The story of the rich man and Lazarus. Yeah. Hell is a very bad place to go. So in this service, I am preaching on why you must become a soul winner. Why you sit it down here. Why must you become a soul winner? It's very important. You must know why you should become that thing. You want to be what in future? A day? Entrepreneur. Mubenwe aden. Beans. Entrepreneur aden. Self-employed. Why do you want to become self-employed? You don't want the idea of working under somebody. Yes. Yeah, it's a good reason to be an entrepreneur, to work for yourself. All of us who have been standing by the roadside in the morning looking for draw, it's because we work under somebody. As we are standing there looking for draw, there are people who are lying down, they are sleeping. The person has his own shop. Oh, sorry, I know a baby shop. No. He is his own boss. But yeah, no, you must get to work by 7:30. It's a problem. Yeah. So that is why she decided to be an entrepreneur. Lady Reverend, you want to become a nurse, and then professor's wife. Emuhajiro. Which one is the professor's wife? A nurse. Why do you want to be a nurse? You see, when you come for interview, we ask you, this is the answer you all give. Why do you want to be a nurse? No, your answer is wrong. You are deviating. I'm telling you, I'm the lecturer. I say you are deviating. The question I've asked you are deviating. Okay, say yo, why do you want to be a nurse? So she says she has passion to help people who are sick. So go to the hospital right now. And then those who are sick will help them. Or there's an answer. Who knows the answer? Why she wants to be a nurse? I'm hearing some answer. Is that what? Is that because of what? Because of money. It's money. All of you sitting down here, you want to be a pilot, you want to be a... It's money. It's money. Astronaut. It's money. You want to be what? Police. Clap for Abai. My friend. Chief Inspector. Boss. Me yada wate. My friend. IGP. I'm our first IGP from AE. It's money. Even this madam who says she wants to be an entrepreneur, Obua, it's money. We are all after money. That's the primary reason we all want to become something in future. Now, I have passion to help people. I have the desire to, I want people, like something you hear, I want people to be headmasters. I want people, the community to be educated. How is it that when the same children, the old school fees, you sack them? If you want the community to be educated, you want to reduce illiteracy rate to 5%. Now, illiteracy rate is 46%. You want to bring it to 5%. Now, the children who don't have school fees, you are sacking them to go home. Are you not rather promoting illiteracy? It's money we are looking for. Shelly, by last time you said you want to become doctor's wife. You said you want to be what? So say it. You want to be what in future? Soldier, yeah. CDS, Chief of Defense Staff, one IGP, one CDS, they are all here. But, crack. And what are you looking for? Money. CDS is looking for money. Yeah. So why must you, as you are sitting down here looking at my face, why must you become a soul winner? That's what I want to share with you. And today, I want to share a few with you. And then next week, God willing, we'll continue. Number one, you must become a soul winner so that you will become one of the stars who will shine forever. Clap for Jesus. You will become one of the stars. How many of you want to become a star? Yeah. Oh, let me see that. How many of you want to be a star? Yeah. A star. Hey, how many of you watch the match? Ghana, Mexico. Hey, Charlie, the people, they prepare we all. Hey. So you woke up at that 12:30. The thing started at 1. Hey, we were alive. You woke up. And that was the time Romeo was sending his Bacenta data. I was also watching. When they score one, I used my cloth to cover my head. I said, this day I won't watch again. I was there, I hear go, another goal, 2 goals. I said, Ghana. Hey. Now listen. Everybody wants to be a star. And the people that call themselves stars, they are not stars. This Shatawale, Stone Boy, Medica, Kudus didn't play anything crowd. Oh, Kudus didn't sit up. Oh, Star Boy didn't sit up crowd. So if all of you were asleep, I didn't know Ghana was playing match. You must be a soul winner so that you will become one of the stars that will shine forever. Daniel chapter 12 verse 3. Daniel 12 and verse 3. Achu. Daniel 12 verse 3. He said that, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness. Listen, that is it. Turning many to righteousness. Turning many people to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. You will become a star when you turn other people to righteousness. That's what it is. You will become a star. You will become a star. God is interested and God is ready to make you become a star. Now, when you are a star, you shine. Every star shines. You see, and sometimes when somebody says they are stars, find out the type of stars they are. Yeah. Find out the type. You see, like some people, I work at Echo Bank. Find out. He's a cleaner. He's a gate man. But he wears Echo Bank shirt. See, you think that. But if you go inside, his salary is 521 Ghana cedis. That's all that they pay him. Yeah. A star. God wants you to become a star. He said, they that turn many to righteousness. You can turn many people to righteousness. Look, there are people who turn many to sin. Yeah. Smoking. People teach people how to smoke. Chasing girls. You are taught how to chase girls. Look, if you see the girl, sister, your face looks familiar. Do you stay in this area? Oh, you stay in this area. I'm looking for Mr. Abraham. Mr. Abraham. He's not looking for Mr. Abraham. You are the Mr. Abraham is looking for. Mr. Abraham is looking for. Yeah. People teach people bad things. Rather, those people turn those people to sin. May you not become anybody who turns train others to sin. Yeah. One man was giving his testimony. He started having sex at the age of 4. Who taught him? His auntie. Yes. Don't say no. Don't say it. Because you don't know plenty of things that I know. An auntie. There are people that I was talking to a young girl last year. She should be 11 years. She started having sex at the age of 7. How did she start? Her own father. Listen, there are stories you don't want to hear. There are people who turn people to sin. Listen, I'm closing. There are people who turn people to sin. At a point in your life, you will also remember somebody who turned you to righteousness. Anybody you go out to preach to, Jack, the way I've seen your life, it's not a good life. I want us to start going to church. I want you to give your life to Christ. There's a way to speak to the person, for the person to give his life to Christ. You have turned the person to righteousness. And Bible says, when you do that, you become like a star that will shine forever and ever. According to Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. May you become a star that will shine forever and ever. Yeah. This is the message you have to hear. These are the messages you have to hear. You see, and in your entire life, there are people that will turn you to sin. Some of you, most of the sins you know how to commit, people taught you. Oh yes, people taught you. People taught you where to find pornography. People taught you. People taught you how to masturbate. People taught you how to respond to a boy. Oh, you are too loose. If the boy comes, you see, the boy is normal. Basa, you don't have bag. Some of you are dating your sister's ex. Oh yes. There's a word in Ghana called Achise is when I wear a shirt and I don't like it again, then I give it to them. You also wear your sister's boyfriend is your current boyfriend. That boy has slept with your sister and is sleeping with you, and you sleep with your younger sister. Shame on you. They that thing. Oh, I should close. You push you go. What we are preaching, you don't have to hear. We're in Peninfor preaching. Yeah. May you be somebody that will turn many to righteousness. Yeah. When somebody thinks about you, when you appear, may they be able to say, oh, this man. There are some people, when they say, this man, say, yeah. There are some teachers in your school, when they mention their names, hey! When they mention the name of the teacher, you know that no, that teacher can carry you to hell. Carry me to hell. Say Andy, carry me to hell. Say Andy will carry you to hell. Some of you, that teacher is your man's teacher. Some of you, that teacher is your science teacher. Some of you, that teacher is your own teacher. ICT. ICT teachers are wild. Computer, no. ICT. Abner, you tell us something. Abner, you give us a testimony. Clap for Abner to give us testimony about ICT teachers. Hey! ICT says, you have to be careful. Free Wi-Fi. And I'll do the phone for you. Oh, I'll create email account for. Hey! May you be delivered from every ICT teachers in Jesus' name. My goodness. God is making you to somebody who turn others to righteousness. Last time I was telling somebody, I've been pastoring this church for a very long time. There is nobody in this church that will stand up and say that me, Reverend Ike, have even held her breast before. You can collect the mic and give testimony. Testimony time! This one. I started pastoring her. There's... Oh, Annette. I used to change Annette diapers. One day when we come to church, we'll only watch pictures. I'll show you pictures. Pictures. Like, old pictures. And some of these pictures. Should I, you like this. Should I talk or I shouldn't talk? This one. So the day you'll be getting married, I'll just sing, "You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh." Because your God has done some. I'll just be there, I'll be smiling. Finally, it has happened. But may you be somebody that will turn others to righteousness in Jesus' name. I said, may you turn others to righteousness in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Your light, you see, when you become a star, you'll be noticed. God will cause people to notice you. People will notice you. A star, we all can see a star in the skies. Yeah. By just speaking to a friend. Speak to a friend. There are many people who are sitting down and they are waiting for you to speak to them. Please, can we go to church? But you see, most of you just move away from them. Can we go to church? Can we? I want you to follow me to church. And let me tell you, there are most of your friends, the churches they attend, they are not serious. The church itself is not a serious church. The church is not a serious church. Then your friend who is attending that church is also not a serious church member. Some churches are game centers. Don't go there. They are game centers. Some churches are entertainment centers. Don't go there. Yeah. Talk to a friend. There's a way to talk to a friend. Madam, you see how you are living your life. We are all in JHS too. But I want to tell you something. That heaven exists and hell exists. The way you are living your life, I think it's time to give your life to Christ. If you hear what I'm saying, Sunday, I can come and pick you and we'll go to church. There's a way to talk to the person. The person's mind will come on what you are saying. But some of you, we can't differentiate between your church life and school life. The day your school people will enter here and see you that you are in church, it will collapse. It will collapse. What has Wanda done? Point number two. You must be a soul winner because soul winning is the primary work of the church. the primary work of the church. The reason the church is here. Listen, the reason, no, the church is not here for borehole. The church is not here to share bread. Here is not a bakery. The church is not a football team. The church is not a game center. No, no. The church is not a club. The church is not a school. This place is not called Sunday school. This is a church. You can see. This is a real church with a real pastor. I am a reverend minister. I'm a reverend doctor. Doctor, reverend doctor. My doctor is not a herbalist doctor. Real doctor. So, there is a reason the church exists. Mark chapter 13 verse 10. He said, the gospel must first be published among all nations. The primary work of the church is so winning. All the other messages we preach, we preach to encourage you. But the reason the church exists is for soul winning. Praise the Lord. It's for soul winning. We are here to win souls. You are in your school to learn. Do you understand? You are in your school to learn. But you come to church. The reason the church has been instituted, the reason there is a church, is not to make road. The road is for the ministry of roads, urban roads, and highways. The church is not into drilling boreholes. This is, we don't have minister of works and housing, and water, sewage, and something. No, 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 no. The church is not here to promote education. There is no minister of education here. Minister of health, minister of wine. The aim of the church, listen, in case they don't tell you, and here is not a financial institution. The aim of the church, any church you see, the aim of, I don't know why I'm very passionate about what I'm preaching, but the aim of the church, Prince, is to win souls. So, if we are here and we are not winning souls, we are doing something bad. I'm sure tomorrow, your parents will march to the school and withdraw you from the school if they discover that since you resumed, no teacher had come to your class. Yes. Oh, yes. Recently, my wife called my son's headmistress. The boy has not come home with homework. I said, Madam, he said, no, 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 no. As we are paying school fees, he must come with homework. And I said, people have taken the education seriously. Because if my son comes home with homework, he's come to worry me. I have to not be teaching him. Because these people, when you tell them 1 + 1 = 2, and Madam says 1 + 1 = 3, Madam is correct. By this time, Jesus must be angry with us to know that since we said the primary aim of the church is soul winning, we are sitting here and we are not winning souls. I said we are sitting down here and we are not winning souls. But by the grace of God, I can say that guys, we are doing well. Put your hands together for yourselves. There's an improvement and God will help us. How many of you can see that the white church, you know, has come back to the way it is as white church. Look at us. Look at us. One day, you enter here, they will tell you there's no seat. Watch it. One day, you come here, you say, oh, we are the real members. You say, no, but there's no chair. So you wait. If Reverend decides to do second service, then you come in. Our aim is to flood this place with young people. And one of the things the devil doesn't like is when he hears young people mentioning God's name. The devil doesn't like it. The devil doesn't like it. In Psalm 8, he said, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. verse 2, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength so that you will silence the enemy and the avenger. When the devil hears any young person worshiping God, he gets frightened. And we are going to frighten the devil the more. You see, the devil's aim for your life is that some useless boy will impregnate you and leave you. Yeah. Many years ago, a certain girl had an admission to come to a nursing training school. Just when the parents paid her fees, they discovered that she was 3 weeks pregnant. Yes. The devil wants to twist your life, spoil your life, and render you useless. But he will not succeed in Jesus' name. The devil wants to make you a foolish and a useless boy. Useless boy. When I see a useless boy, I know. She has pierced. His whole life is useless. You will never be useless in Jesus' name. Yeah. I said you will never be useless in Jesus' name. Hey, you continue coming to this church, you will not be useless. Even if you try to be useless, you will not succeed in becoming useless. Look, there are some families. One that Nitie Wu is a medical doctor. They were born in the family, is a medical doctor. If like when people die and they paste the posters, go and watch. The one who didn't do well in the family at all is a medical doctor. That is how this family is. And there are some families, the one who has done well, he has achieved a lot, is an assemblyman, unit committee member, is an auto mechanic. Don't go there. The primary aim, we've been called, all of you here, you have been called to win souls. Soul winning is not for pastors only. Soul winning is not for some selected evangelist. Everybody is an evangelist. And let me tell you, when you begin to win souls, God takes a special interest in your life. I'm telling you, God makes your life beautiful. For the past few weeks, my elder brother has been calling me. What should we do? I said, but you are the elder brother. He said, no, whatever you say is what you will do. Because he can see that I'm not a useless person. Even when you look at my life, before you call me a useless person, you think twice. You, the one trying to call me useless, you think twice. The primary aim of the church. Why church? The primary aim this church is here. It's not to dance. It's not to sing. It's not to play instrument. All this thing is just helping the service. We have been called to win souls. We've been called to preach. Be a preacher. Be somebody that can talk to others. Chama, let's go to church. Some of you, you are ring leaders in your area. You can organize everything. Sorry. God is depending on you. God is actually depending on that gift he has given you. Yeah. I think I'm preaching well. Well, I'm not preaching well. Next one. You must become a soul winner. This is number 3. You must become a soul winner because the night is coming when no man can work. There is a night coming. What's your name? Precious. There's a night coming. There's a night coming on all of us, our lives, where you cannot work again. A night is coming. Your night will come, surely. John chapter 9, verse 4. I must work the works of him that sent me. God has sent you. He said, while it is day, this is the day of your life. This is the day of your life.
When they come.
This is the day of your life.
A day.
There's a night coming. All of us have night. A night can be a season of your life when you are in secondary school. It's a night. A night is a time where you are sick. There's a certain girl in Kolebu. She's 12 years. She came to the hospital when she was 6 months. And she's still there. She knows if the new people come, she welcomes them. Her condition will not allow her to go home. It's a waba. They come to teach her in the school, in the hospital. Extra classes. She doesn't go to school. They come and teach her there. It's a night of your life. A night of your life is, girls, you marry and you have children. You can't do much. It's a night of your life. Yeah. It's a night. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. May we make use of the day in Jesus' name. I said, may we make use. Janita, today you are singing. It is the day of your life. A night is coming. You can't. Nobody will call you again. Do you know nobody will call you again? Yeah. Nobody will call us a Majan to come and play ball again. His night has come. Kudus, this is his day. If you pass here, Mokudus. Mohammed Kudus. No? Yahenu, Mokudus. Oh, Mokudus. Yeah. Mosala. We have Mosala and Mokudus. Even somebody whose night is coming is the day are you. Have you noticed that now they don't really call him? Even he doesn't have club. Has he gotten some now? The last time they said he didn't have club. He has got some club. He's still there. He's still searching for club. Yeah. Captain Mwau, his night is coming. His night is coming. All of us, our night will come. Your night will come. Your night will come. But before your night comes, may you make a very good use of the day you have. Yeah. If you know you don't have electricity, or you know that it's light off, the light has been off. They say some transformer has blown last night. By 6 o'clock, you should have done everything that you do. Because you know the light is not coming. The night cometh when no man can work. Yeah. So many, you see me, I'm very interested in young people. I'm not preaching to parents. Oh, this is your parents who have come and they are down here. Whatever decision they'll make, they've made it already. If you hear your father say in future, there's no future for him. His life now is his future. Yeah. The night cometh. There is a night coming. And something, so some of you, tomorrow can be your night. Tomorrow can be your night. Something can change your entire life. Then he said, the night cometh when no man can work. Young boys, there is a night coming. A night. I pray for all of us that in the season of our day, we will survive. Yeah. Even education. This is your day. And I don't go to school. You have started chasing lizards. You are chasing lizards and butterflies. By this time, when your friends are in class and they are learning, you are chasing bola bird. No problem. I'm saying, nope. One day when your school people say they are meeting old students, you can't go. No, you can't go. When old students are meeting, there are people who can come. This person is coming. He has come to park his Ford Explorer. This one has come to park Range Rover. Chama, you don't have bicycle. And this one has come with his wife and 3 children following him. What's so? Obrano wan bobi. Obaye den de side chick akọ. How do you send side chick? Yeah. May you make the most of your life in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm giving you real wisdom. Some of you, when you get to heaven, your excitement and your greatest joy will be to hear that Peter says that the book he has written, the people's sin in it is lost. Shall I say it again?
Yeah.
No, plenty of people didn't understand what I said. You'll be very excited when Peter comes to announce that the book he wrote, the sins in it, is lost. You'll be happy in heaven. The book is lost. The book of sins is lost. My God, congratulate. You go and congratulate Peter. Ah, Peter, you have done well. You have lost the book. You have lost the book. The book our sins are inside is lost. Are you here? Hey, Peter, why are you there? Why are you there? But that book, it won't get lost. That book will never get lost. Work. We must work while it is day. Spreading the word of God till it reaches throughout the year. We need to do His will. Spreading the word of God
till it reaches throughout the year.
We must witness to everyone we meet. In every song we sing, we must tell them all, as soon as coming King. We must work while it is day. This is the day of your life. Spreading the word of God till it reaches throughout the hill. We need will spreading the word of God till we walk along the way. We must witness to everyone we meet, in every song we sing. We must tell them of a soon and coming King. We must tell them of a soon and a coming King. There is a soon and a coming King. You can die at the age of 16. You can die at the age of 14. As soon as coming, willingly to do His will, spreading the word of God as we walk along the way. In every song we sing, we must tell them of a soon a coming. I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. This is the day of your life. This is the day of your life. Make the most of your life. Look, use the day of your life to do so many things. Go to school. When we say go to school, you don't want to go to school. So they are worrying me. The teachers, they beat too much. Every school they beat. Every school they beat. And exams is too difficult. Yes, exams is difficult. There is no student who likes exams, including myself. Yes. Hey, you sit down. Somebody has set a question for you to write. Hey, we start science. Then they'll mark you. And they'll come and tell you that you failed. It's a serious thing. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to do that. Number four. You must be a soul winner, because that is the reason why Jesus came to earth. The reason Jesus came. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt you paid.
from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the skies, Lord, I lift your name on high.
Break it down. That is the reason Jesus came on earth. That is the reason. Luke chapter 19 verse 10. He said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which is lost. Luke 19 verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which is lost. Plenty of people are lost. Plenty of people are lost. Plenty of people are... Look, the number of people who go to hell is a lot. You be in hell, you see your headmaster there. See that? Ah! See your landlord. See your landlord and his children. So I should have spoken to them. One of the reasons I'll share with you, very scary. He said that if you don't win souls, the person's blood will be on your head. Somebody you know who is not born again. And you are not making any effort. Make an effort to. So in our area, a lot of people they go to church. It's not true. All the people in the area are saved. It's not true. It is not true. If everybody this, if every young person our age decide to come to church here, we'll do seven services. Yeah. All here. People are supposed to sit all here. All here. Have to sit here. All there, they sit there. Jesus came to seek and save the people that are lost. That is why Jesus came. Can you imagine traveling from heaven to earth because you have come to save somebody? Hey! Recently, I traveled to Kumasi. I left Kumasi in the morning. I left Accra in the morning. I got to Kumasi. And then whatever I wanted to do in Kumasi, I finished. And I set off from Kumasi 10 p.m. And I got to Accra 4 a.m. After 2 months, I heard something about the reason I went to Kumasi. And I said, it was useless. I went. Somebody traveled from heaven. I don't know if you have sat in an airplane before. I don't know if you have sat in. I mean, the airplane has moved. It's not like a chama. What's an airplane, Muda? Fiti hifa ko hifa. Excursion from where to where? Did the airplane move? It went into the skies and came back. Elsie, you said went where to where? You went to Dubai and South Africa. Charlie, my God, if you want to marry her, it's not easy. Your amount will be a lot. Dubai, some of you are here. Dubai, you only see it on TV. You say you sat from where to where? Oh, you don't say just. Because there are people here, even the airplane that even moved. So Kumasi is not just. It's okay. You have sat in the airplane from Terminal 2 to Kumasi and back. Or when you are coming, you do car. Still aeroplane. I clap for her. Clap for her. So these people here. Those at my left side. I see you sitting in aeroplane in Jesus' name. I'll be for plane. But it's not easy to sit in an aeroplane, no. As the pool start in it. Hey! Some of you, if you sit inside, you cry. Say, please, I'll get down. One time, I was going to Kumasi. Then I think it's the African world. Hey, it's all small girl. Charlie in the air, the girl said she'll get down. Hey, the girl said she'll get down. Cry, said she'll get down. So I was saying, man, you don't know that your safety depends on our safety.
You alone, you are getting down here in the skies here. So I said, oh, she'll get down, cry.
So somebody came from heaven to earth to come and look for you. Do you know what it means? To come and look for you. Can you move from here even to Kwashima to go and look for somebody? You can't. But Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. Clap for Jesus. He has done well. And you, the person by your door, your landlord's children, some of you are even here, your cousins, your siblings are in the house. They're in the house. You cannot bring them to church. You cannot. It's a problem. To bring them is a problem. For the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost. May you also be in that business with Jesus Christ. I said, may you be in that business with Jesus Christ. To seek and to save that which is lost. What's point number one? We are close. What's point number one? So that you become what? You become a star. I like that particular point. That's why I brought it first. You become a star. How many of you want to become a star? When you are a star, they'll notice you. Anything you do, you become a star. Yeah. They will notice you. They will notice you. You will become a star. In academics, you become a star. This year, there was a guy who graduated from medical school in UCC. I think he collected his 16 awards. How many of you saw the video? 16 awards. He's a star. That guy, his parents will be proud of him. You'll be a star. I said, in academics, you'll be a star. Anything you do, it will work. You'll be a star. Oh, you'll be a star. You will shine. And he said, they will shine forever and ever. It's not like you are just shining. A lot of the stars, and they shine for a season. Nobody hears their name again. Most of you didn't come to meet Terry Bonchaka. He was a star. Patapa used to be a star. Patapizi. Yeah. Tadua used to be a star. A lot of the stars, their seasons are short. Look at this girl who came, Ebony. Now, at a certain generation, when you mention Ebony, they don't know who she was. Yeah, who is that? Yeah. When we mention somebody like Stephen Appiah, people say, who was that? Stephen Appiah used to be like, Aish. When we are going to play ball and Stephen Appiah is not inside, we have people like John Mensah. Mike Essien, Sule Mutari, Agogo. We had the guys. Christian Achu. These are the guys we had. But now, when we mention their name, some people ask us, who are they? A lot of the stars say their seasons are just short. Yeah. Oh, come on for them. Prince football stars, music stars, film stars, all these people they call stars, it is transient. Yeah. But the people that turn many to righteousness, Bible said they will shine like the stars forever and ever. Clap for Jesus. What's the next one? Because soul winning is the primary aim of the church. The church is not here for sharing bread. We don't share bread here. We don't share exercise books here. We don't share exercise books. We are not into education. Yeah. The primary aim, what's your name? Vanessa. The primary aim of the church is soul winning. So if we are not winning souls, we are doing something bad. Cry. We are doing something bad when we are not winning souls. When we come here and the chairs are empty, when we come here and the room is empty, we are doing something bad. I'll show you something next week. Yeah. One of the reasons I will give is that you will obtain what we call a crown of life. Hey, you will see how important a crown is when you get to heaven. It's that, hey, I don't have a crown. I don't have a crown. You must be interested. What's point number three? I like the night. Today, the points I've given you, they are all A1 points. The night is coming. Hey, your night will come. Your night, it will come. Your night. Anytime, one of the things that is happening to me these days is I keep telling myself, I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time. The night is coming. There is a night, Vanessa, there is a night coming. There is a night. You see, a night is like you are writing. You do know when you're writing the exams and you know the answers. The time goes very fast. You know the answer. You are writing. Those who don't know the answers to the time is long. Chama, sit down. I'm about to close. We don't do that here. When you see a reverend minister preaching, we don't stand up and leave. It's a sign of disrespect. You understand? It's a spirit of disrespect. It's a social opprobrumic behavior. You have a pastor who don't speak good grammar. Hey, what is his use? Yeah. Don't know the answers. The time goes very fast. You don't know the answer. The time is long. For a long time. Then you'll be wondering, what are they writing? Hey, recently I wrote a certain exams. Hey, then somebody said more paper. Hey, we all taste it. Why is he writing a different question or something? Oh, then me too, I said more paper. Hey, no, you can't intimidate me. Oh, now if you collect paper, I collect paper. We all pay the same school fees. Are you collect paper? I have no collect paper. I say, hey, more paper. Everybody, please, more paper. We are to cancel the thing and rewrite so that it will look like we have used the paper. This type of people. Later when we ask the guy, why you? He said, I made the mistake and I canceled. I said, Why it look like you are writing sense? Yeah. The night is that your time is getting up. Your time. Some of you heard, when you read the book of Job, Bible said that a man's days are determined. God has determined your days. And some of you, your determined days are 16 years. 16 years. The appointment you have made with God in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 said that it is appointed unto man once to die. You have made an appointment with God as you are sitting down here. But you see, you have forgotten the appointment. But you have made an appointment. You have told God that I'm going to this earth. I'll be back in 16 years. That's the appointment you have made with God. But you don't know. You have forgotten the appointment. You have forgotten the contract you have had with God. So you are fooling with your lives. You don't know that today you are 14 years. You have 2 more years to live. And you are right. That's why when people, recently when young people die, when I was in Tamale, a certain boy, he's called Edwin. He died. Then we went to the house. Then the sister Paula, she said, Pastor Ima, we were sleeping. She was pointing to me. We were sleeping in this room. It's not like the boy was sick. He said, we were sleeping in this room last night. Today, they've taken their brother to the mortuary. You have made an appointment with God. Some of your appointment with God is 90 years. But the thing is that you don't know whether yours is 90 or is 45. Or 17. When we're in the car camp, I was telling one of our pastors that the reason we are shocked when a young person dies is because we are not used to young people dying. Do you understand? Nobody expects a young person to die. So when it's your birthday, we tell you that live 99.9 FM so that you can live long. Pray your night. You don't know your night. Winnie, you don't know your night. Use your life. Use your the soul for God. When you get to heaven, so I have come. So, for this three. 3 souls you've won, this is the crown. This is the crown. You will receive what we call a crown of life. I said you receive a crown of life. I said you receive a crown of life. Look, they are very powerful points in this book. Before October ends, you will hear powerful things in this book. And before October ends, this room, mark it, this room, it will be flooded with young people. I said this room. And God is going to reward each and every one of you. God will reward you. Put your hands together for the Lord and rise to your feet. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. I have a Father. I have a Father. Everybody lift up your hands and sing it.
He calls me his own.
He will never leave me.
He will never leave me.
No matter where I go. He knows my name.
He knows my every thought.
He sees each tear that falls.
He sees each tear that falls. And hears me when I call.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you so much for making us understand the reasons why we must become soul winners. Father, I pray for all of us here that may these reasons get through and into our hearts and cause us to be soul winners. This afternoon, all eyes closed, all heads bowed. You are here. Actually, stop. You are here. You are not born again. Deep down in your heart, you know that the type of life you live is not that of a Christian. And you want to say, Reverend, I want to give my life to Christ again. I sincerely want to give my life to Christ. If you are here like that, lift up your hands wherever you are and I'll pray with you. There is no point in being shy. There is no point in looking at anybody. But you want to tell yourself that, look, the life that I live is not the type of life I want to live. It's not the type of life that God is happy with. But I want to live a life that Christ is happy with me. Lift up your hands and I'll pray with you. All of you say after me, say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of all my sins. I admit that I'm a sinner. With my mouth, I confess you. And with my heart, I believe. Please write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap for Jesus and take your seat. Oh, your clapping is very weak. Clapping is very, 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 very weak. Yeah. God will be happy with you when you win souls.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.